Coach, could you talk about how the defensive line group is doing thus far in training camp?
They're doing well. You know, we have some good competition going on. We got some good young players, and Cliff Matthews and Mpanga and Massaquan, those guys, just, you know, third or fourth year guys, and they're coming along, competing very well, different positions. I see them getting a little bit better every single day.
A lot of fans are concerned about the pass rush. They got used to John being here for a while. how do you plan to get your pass rush ramped up this year with the new players and so forth?
Well, those guys I just mentioned have to ramp it up. You know, we have OC. He's been an established pass rusher in this league for a long time. Babineau has been a good pass rusher in this league for a long time. And we just need some more juice from our younger guys, Cliff, OC, Mpanga, those guys, Goodman. Those guys are all good players in college, and then Massaquoi and them have been good players for the past couple of years here. Now they have to take the next step and keep getting better and improve on every phase, not just pass rush. They have to improve on every single phase that that they're in.
The run first, then the pass. You know, you get to the pass if you don't stop the run, that kind of philosophy.
That's exactly right. They have to be good run stoppers, all around players, and they've improved in all those areas. And but pass rush is a deal where it's not just the D line. It's it's linebackers and defensive backs. It goes, the coverage goes along with the pass rush. If we rush them faster, they'll throw some interceptions. If we cover them, they hold the ball a little bit longer. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
And Corey's back. He had the battle through injury last year. He appears to us media observers to be moving a lot better. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. Corey was hurt, as you know, last year. Didn't participate in any of the OTAs and just very little training camp. So far this year, he's got a kind of a chip on his shoulder, I think. I think he knows he wasn't up to par last year in his own mind. And so he's come back this year. He looks pretty good, looks very normal, looks stronger, looks tougher, looks a lot better.
And Jonathan, does he get kind of overlooked, all of the penetration moves he makes and tackles behind the line of scrimmage that, around the league, he doesn't seem to get the recognition that he probably deserves?
That's right. He's been, a great player. He's been overlooked for a lot of years. He's a great player for us. I think he's one of the best defensive tackles in the league. Doesn't get the credit that other guys get, but he's a good, steady player. He comes to practice every single day, and he's a guy that's always going to be getting better. Jonathan is a very, very good player in this league.
Okay, and facing the Bengals, what will be some of the – they have a pretty good line, Big Whitworth kid and Andre and so forth. The first time you get to see these guys against them.
Get some bigger guys. Yes, always. It's always a nice little juice to get the training camp going if you have a practice scheduled against another team. Because for 2 weeks, you're hitting each other. So now the Bengals come in, so it'll be a good competition. It actually adds more to the competition as opposed to going against your same teammates every single day. And like you said, these guys, the Bengals are a big team. They've always had big offensive linemen. So we have to go out there and compete and do our thing.
Yeah, I was just doing some research yesterday, and I probably was too hard on Croy last year. I didn't know he played over 1,000 snaps. He had over 300 special teams.
On Corey, you said?
Croy. Yeah. He played over 1,000 snaps, still got 4 sacks and 12 or so pressure quarterback hits.
Yeah, he does everything. He's still one of our best pass rushers off the edge. He's very effective in getting around the quarterback, made some big plays rushing the passer last year. So we're depending on him again to do the same thing.